Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, colleague ministers, your excellencies. This statement is aligned with the aspirations of the 134 countries of the group of 77 and China. It also espouses the views so far expressed by those who have spoken before me. Much as the group, the G77 and China are different stages of development, they in totality host the highest number of people affected by food insecurity and malnutrition and undernutrition. Their agricultural development is negatively affected by climate change. Therefore, their quest to secure sustainable food security and nutrition should aim at climate change mitigation and adaptation. Mr. Chairman, we thank the Secretariat's presentation of this agenda item focusing on State of Food and Agriculture Report of 2016 with the theme Climate Change, Agriculture and Food Security. This fits well in the 17 Sustainable Development Goals adopted by the heads of state and government in September 2015. We also subscribe to the Paris Agreement commitments on food and agriculture adopted during the 21st session of the Conference of Parties. And if these are well implemented, they would bolster the implementation of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC. Sir Chairman, the biggest challenges for smallholder farmers in developing countries, Uganda inclusive, include lack of access to affordable credit and other financing instruments for investing in capacity building, new technologies and practices. Efforts should continue to strengthen the developing countries' capacities to adapt to the climate change, achieve food security and improve nutrition, including the South-South and the triangular cooperation. Mr. Chairman, in the quest to address the challenges of climate change, Uganda, supported by FAO and other development partners, including EU and Irish Aid, implemented a climate change adaptation program jointly spearheaded by the Ministries of Agriculture and the Minister of Water and Environment. The project provided finance to private sector agents and built their capacity to multiply and supply high value and high yielding planting materials to smallholder farmers in climate sensitive areas. Besides the planting materials to smallholder farmers in climate sensitive areas, producers are provided with microcredit to purchase small scale equipment for agro processing and value addition, in addition to training them in alternative small and medium enterprises development. They are also trained in various income generating activities that enhance their income levels. This approach addresses the three pillars of development, namely social, economic, and environmental. Despite the above efforts, Mr. Chairman and honorable members, farmers lack access to markets. They are vulnerable to different types of shocks, such as pests and diseases, droughts and floods. They are not sufficiently organized, and they lack capacity to mitigate the effects of climate change. The youth and the women are particularly affected and therefore require conscious programs to prepare them to participate in gainful employment. At the moment, Mr. Chairman, Uganda is a host to many refugees from some of its neighboring countries facing insecurity and conflict. with the obligation to help others in need. The host communities in Uganda embrace the refugees and share with them the available meager resources. The high refugee population, however, exerts pressure on the environment, therefore exacerbating the effects of climate change, thus causing hunger and food shortages. Mr. Chairman, allow me to finally thank the FAO office in Uganda that has really supported us when we had drought, the fall armyworm, and other challenges. We thank you very much, and thank you everybody for listening to me. Thank you.